Okay, so today I'm going to do something a little bit different. Typically, I either interview amazing, beautiful, wonderful women about their insider point of views on every topic under the sun, or I interview other experts and gurus who have been studying specific topics for a very long period of time. But today, I am going to do something even better than both of those. It's to interview a friend of mine, or a new friend of mine, actually, who is dating one of my girlfriends. And I have been hearing for, you know, not forever, but because they haven't been dating for that long, but for a long time, just how amazing he is at communication. And this guy has really helped my girlfriend come out of her shell in many ways, become more comfortable and be at ease in a relationship. And she's very, very happy. So I sat down with him and asked him some questions on communication. And here are some of his answers. A lot of guys that I work with have some trouble with landing themselves in the friend zone. So what would be one way you would communicate with a woman that you like that is saying very clearly, I'm not your friend and I don't want you to shove me in the friend zone, compared to somebody that you do want to be friends with?
Right. No, I get what you mean. I mean, I guess if I like them, what I try to do very quickly, and this is something I was taught by a friend of mine. He's of the opinion that guys are very wishy-washy, and that we say, hey, do you want to hang out sometime? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And that puts the girl on the spot.
Oh, actually, wait, can I call you back on your cell phone? Because it's going in and out. Okay. So we're picking up from where we were left off, because I've called you back on your cell phone. So you were talking about a friend of yours who said that, who taught you that guys are pretty wishy-washy because they say things like, let's hang out sometime, or we should do this maybe in the next 1,000 years. I'm not really sure when, but sometimes.
Exactly. You know, his advice to me, and I took it to heart, and, you know, and I actually started trying to put it into practice because it sounded true to me. And I looked at my own behavior, and I had previously definitely operated this way, which is, you know, which is say to the girl, you know, hey, yeah, do you want to hang out sometime or whatever? It'd be cool to hang out. And it kind of puts the girl on the spot, or the woman on the spot, to sort of, I mean, as my friend says, it puts her in a position to say whether or not she likes the guy or not. It's like a guy is abdicating responsibility, and he's not saying I like you. He's saying you like me, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's his recommendation, and with something I've done, is just say, you know, do some, you know, talk a little, then be just real direct and say, hey, I'd like to take you out Thursday night at 8. Can I pick you up? I'd like to take you out Thursday night. Can I pick you up at 8?
And then so be more specific, right?
Yes, be more specific. And what that does is that lets her know that you're interested in that, you know, in something a little bit more romantic rather than just a friend. And it also gives her a very easy out. Because this is what happens. She either says yes, right, and that's a yes, or she says, you know, maybe let me check my schedule, or can we do Friday? And that's still a yes. So you've got a yes answer. But if she's like, let me get back to you, or maybe that's a no. And you should treat it as a no, and should say, well, don't worry about it. I'll ask you some other time. And so what you're doing is you're basically making it very easy for the woman to say yes or no, and you're eliminating the wait time for yourself in terms of the guy, in terms of wondering if she's into you or not. You're making it very clear and making it very simple.
Yeah, instead of lasting for 8 years in a friendship thinking that this girl's into you.
That's just a nightmare to me. Yeah. I have done that before, not that long, but I have done that. And it was a nightmare. And she, you know, I think if you don't make it clear, then you're basically making it clear that you want to stay friends.
Correct. I call it a silent contract for friendship. Like, it's like when two people are talking, a guy and a girl, and, you know, 10 minutes into the conversation, she casually says, "I have a boyfriend." And I always say that when the guy continues to talk to her, he's silently signing a contract saying, "I get that you have a boyfriend, and we are entering into a friendship now." Whereas I think most men think, "Oh, you're trying to entice me and challenge me so that I'll try and beat out this boyfriend," when that is the absolute not truth, non-truth. I don't even know how to position that properly. That's not true, basically. She's saying, like, "Are you going to be my friend? Because I'm telling you I'm already taken, so don't even attempt to do anything."
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree 100% that, you know, you just got to be clear and upfront and not assume anything and just be clear about what your intentions are. And if the guy is clear on his intentions, then usually the woman is clear too.
And then do you think that that gets you more respect from a woman and more attraction from a woman when you're clear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What I've found I spent a lot of time being wishy-washy, and then I've spent a recent amount of time just trying to be more direct. And what I found is that the more direct path, when you do that, you receive, I mean, it's just more attractive. And I think, I don't know, I mean, my theory about why it's more attractive is that in general, and this is, I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, all the common denominator of most of the self-help books that I've sort of like glanced at is that, you know, women want, in general, biologically, men have always been sort of the protectors and deciders. Mm-hmm. And women have been sort of nurturers and the people who sort of want somebody to make sure that they're protected.
Right.
That's not always true of every woman, but I think biologically that's just been how it is. And I think women in general are attracted to, I mean, without being condescending about it, I think women are generally attracted to people, to men who can make a decision.
Absolutely. You know? That's not being condescending at all. The thing is, like, for me as a woman, I think, oh my God, I have so many things that are going on. Even if I am quite assertive, you know, and most of my female friends are, including your girlfriend. But, and I've talked to her about this, but at the end of the day, when we're with a man, we want him to be the masculine one. We want to feel feminine. We want to relax. We don't want to have to continue taking care of everything because then we think, what the hell do I need you for? You're adding absolutely nothing. So I'm not condescending at all. It's entirely true. It's not saying to be an asshole or a jerk to women. You're saying make decisions, be the man, be the leader. Because when you were explaining this scenario before, and you were talking about, you know, do you want to go out sometime? What I was thinking is that when you ask a question like that, you're expecting the woman to step into the masculine role and be the aggressor who will say, absolutely, I want to take you out and I want to go on a date with you and I want to have sex with you. And we're not going to do that because that is very unfeminine and it doesn't feel good to us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Your girlfriend was telling me a couple of stories about you guys would go on a date and the way that you would finish your date every time would be to solidify her or ask her out for another date at the end. And I forget what the phrase was, but you would say something to her like, I had a really great time. I'm enjoying getting to know you. I would like to take you out next Wednesday. And something like that, right? And then she said, she's like, I couldn't say no to that. She's like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. It was just so sexy the way that he was asking me out on a date where she was like, okay, and I'll cancel all of my plans. Whatever I'm doing, I will cancel them because I'm going out with you next Wednesday. And so, I think it's a great way. But so now that you're in a relationship, how has this, that type of communication, how has it helped in other areas? Jake and I continue talking for about another 25 minutes about other magnificent communication skills that he has learned in recent years that have really helped him communicate with his girlfriend. And they've only been dating for a few months, so it's not a long-term relationship. But it's helped him communicate so that he can grow closer to his girlfriend, so that she can love him more and like him more, and overall have more trust and security in the relationship, which means that she doesn't want to leave. And she continues to feel stronger and stronger for him every day because of the things that he does through his communication style with her. If you'd like to hear the other 25 minutes of this interview, I suggest you check out How to Become a Man Women Want, where you learn how to communicate with women, how to talk to women, how to meet women, how to approach women. It is about an 8-hour program that is filled with tons of guidebooks, ebooks, audios, videos, giving you step-by-step instructions on how to become a man that women want. It'll help you rejuvenate your social life or ignite your social life so that you're a man who has things and people around him at all times. It provides you with step-by-step instructions on how to approach women, how to attract women, how to meet women, how to talk to women, and most importantly, how to talk to women so that they are attracted to you and continue to want to see you. Basically, it's telling you how you can talk to them and make connections that they'll answer their phone the next day after they've given you their phone number and you call them up rather than screen your call. Again, check out the other 25 minutes of this interview plus the other 8 hours of information, of ridiculously amazing information, that is in the program, How to Become a Man Women Want, which also includes 2 weeks of virtual coaching with me, where I'll help guide you on how to use the program effectively so that you get maximum results.